from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Andy, last week, Wednesday, we saw our fair share of tornadic activity here in Western New York, but on Tuesday, a significant tornado appeared to have ripped through the city of Rome, New York, leaving quite the path of destruction in its wake. First off, what do you make of the damage and the tornado that spawned in Rome on Tuesday?
Yeah, that was really a collection of elements that came together to create one of the stronger tornadoes that have come through New York State in recent memory, and that did leave a trail of devastation for a decent amount of time on the ground. It wasn't just rotation in the air, but this made contact and scraped the ground.
And I mean, it was so powerful enough that I saw a photo of a B-52 bomber that was kind of just sitting outside the Air Force base there, and it actually moved that big of a bomber. I mean, that should be enough to be significant, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the planes are aerodynamic. They'll get moved by the air. But when you start to see things like that, they're very dramatic damage path spawned by that tornado.
Why is New York State seeing so many tornadoes this year? And how unusual is it to see this many storms producing tornadic activity?
I think the fact that we had a few factors come in just in one week, it seems to have really ramped up the intensity, especially in people's minds. Every storm now, people are kind of expecting it, which that is going to be the unusual thing. We had one element, which was the remnants of Beryl that came up, and that itself was enough to spawn some of the tornadic activity that we had last week. What we've had the past couple of days have been these smaller ripples coming through a very humid atmosphere, and it's really been a matter of timing where the ripple coincided with the peak heating of the day. So you have this really hot and humid air mass, temperatures up into the 80s, and a lot of moisture. Once the ripple comes in, it acts as a trigger. If that comes in the pre-dawn hours when the air is a little cooler, we're not talking about the same situation. But it was the timing and the position of that hot and humid air just waiting to be fired up. That's what led to the recent tornadoes this week. But last week, it was the remnants of Beryl completely that led to that situation.
I saw a tweet earlier today that just in the month of July alone, New York State has seen more tornadoes than states like Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, Mississippi, and Alabama combined. How shocking of a statistic is that to you, at least?
That's a big number. Those are the big players when it comes to tornadic activity. And to see New York State out in front of those, that is a weird juxtaposition, because we'll get thunderstorms here with lightning and hail. But when you start dropping funnels in New York State, higher totals than some of those states off to the west, it really does jar your attention. And it has been the fact that we've seen these systems come through, the remnants of the hurricane, and then also the past couple of ripples that have dropped those funnels that really enhanced our number, pushed the numbers in New York up over higher some of those states to the west.
Should we be preparing for more potential tornadic activity in the weeks to come here in Western New York?
When we look at this, it is going to be one of the most beautiful stretches of weather that we've had so far in the month of July. The next 5 days, when we look at Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even into early next week, it is a calm, less humid, very comfortable temperature spot, either side of 80 degrees. Things are going to calm down considerably. The storm track across the nation is going to take a diversion from Western New York and New York State, and we are going to be stuck in this beautiful bubble of air for a number of days. The storm pattern will eventually change, and we'll start to see an active pattern in Western New York again, but it's going to take about a 5 or 6 day pause. So the second half of July is not going to be as wet or as active, so we're not anticipating any severe weather anytime soon.
Even looking further ahead, may this become more of a common occurrence given the changing climate conditions with tornadoes in New York State?
When you look at the factors that led to the recent outbreak both last week and this week, they were pretty big anomalies. It's not something that happens that often. The remnants of the hurricane and these ripples just hitting the right timing. You can't look at something that just happened in the past week or two and extrapolate it out and say this is going to be the new normal. We had two events that really kind of came together in a unique situation. So when you look at that, if we start to see numbers year to year to year, then you could make that assumption that it's tied to a larger climatic change. But right now, two events that were just kind of anomalies based on unusual occurrences, you can't really extrapolate out and say, hey, we're getting ready to be the new Tornado Alley.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.